At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.
Welcome back to Panthers Playbook Emergency Podcast episode. Not being joined by Chris Lee, being joined by Tim Donnelly, host of The Drive on 99.9 The Fan. Frank Reich fired.
I have the statement here from the Panthers, David Tepper, the owner. I met with Coach Reich this morning and informed him that he will no longer continue as head coach of the Carolina Panthers. I want to thank Frank for his dedication, service, wish him well. Effective immediately, special teams coordinator Chris Tabor will serve as our interim head coach. Senior assistant Jim Caldwell will be a special advisor to offensive coordinator Thomas Brown, who will take over play calling duties.
Okay, before we get into who's actually taking over the coaching duties for the moment, we kind of saw this coming, didn't we? Right? Because we talked about it before the Dallas game on your show, on The Drive, about, okay, they lose to Dallas. Okay, that makes sense. Dallas is a way better team. But you can't go on the road to a Tennessee team with Will Levis, who was picked 32 spots after Bryce Young, and you only put up 10 points again?
It's the full picture. You know David Tepper's impatient.
100%.
You know that Tennessee is not a juggernaut, so when you lose to them, it's a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know that they're using a quarterback who was drafted after Bryce Young, so it's even more embarrassing.
The fourth quarterback taken in the draft.
So not even a first-rounder. And then on top of that, it became a black cloud hanging over the franchise where every press conference started with job security questions, and as long as that's happening, it's hard to like build confidence in any of your players, your quarterback, or anybody else. And Dave, like I said, and then we need to see it again. Say it again. David Tepper's impatient.
So this is the second straight season where he's fired a coach in season,
and second straight season Frank Reich's been fired in season.
Also, good point.
So it's one of those deals where it feels like a full reset is needed. I'll actually say this. I'm surprised Scott Fitter wasn't included in the press conference. I'm surprised the last sentence wasn't, oh, by the way, the GM's also gone. But it probably should have been a full-scale reset, and then you pick the guys that you think Bryce Young needs to be built up rather than whatever they're doing with him this year.
So, yeah, Reich, I'm surprised that Fitter has yet to be let go. I think the moment the clock really started ticking when he took back over play calling from Thomas Brown, because that was a full indication of, all right, this ship is going down, this plane's going down, I'm going to be the one holding the stick at least.
And well, I think that's a funny narrative that it took over was, if we're going down, I want to be the one at the wheel.
Yeah.
Because since he took over, I have the stats here. In the two games, Frank Reich, since he reclaimed the play calling.
10 points each game.
They've scored 20 points, they've allowed 11 sacks, and they've averaged just 222.5 yards per game.
And a 4th-and-6 wide receiver screen on a 2-minute drill.
So it's kind of like, great, you were going down, you grabbed the wheel and steered it down.
Yeah.
The decision, I agree. I don't even know if that was when the clock started ticking or if that was a decision made because he heard the ticking clock. But it definitely wasn't the fix. You know what I mean? You had tried that, and I thought going back to it was desperate, and I've never seen a coach better desperate than they did confident. And Frank Reich got progressively more desperate as this season went along, and I think in the end that ended up sealing his fate.
All right, so Tabor's going to be the interim head coach, the special teams coordinator, which is perfectly fine because, you know what, let Thomas Brown focus on being a play caller. Let Evra focus on being a defensive play caller. Let those guys focus on their jobs. And that way they don't have the burden of, wait, like, for example, Thomas Brown, I have to take back over play calling duties and be the head coach at the same time. I think that's actually good not only for the team now but for their futures going forward.
Well, was Steve Wilks not available? Couldn't bring him in?
Well, I should have kept him, but that's a different conversation.
I think it's interesting not giving it to Evero as an audition. I think kind of what they're going to try to do is hide him a bit, which gives whoever the next head coach is the option to keep Evero, because the defense has not been the problem. The defense, I actually think he's done some good things on that side of the ball,
especially with all the injuries that they've had,
the emergence of Frankie Louvu. Like, you have to, that's a diamond in the rough find, and he was playing well last year, but obviously taking it up this year. So I think they want to give him the option, whoever the next guy is. Hey, if you want to keep Evero, that side of the ball we're okay with. The problem was our head coach was an offensive guy, and the offense was the problem. So So we had to address that. I agree, not giving it to Thomas Brown is fine. Mm-hmm. I want to see Thomas Brown as a play caller for a full year.
Yeah.
Or not a full year, for the rest of the year, I guess I should say.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And Jim Caldwell being an advisor, I think is a good move. Mm-hmm. I think there were too many cooks in the offensive kitchen, and Frank Reich was the head chef. So getting him out of there allows some of these other guys to have their voice a bit louder.
And we'll see what Thomas Brown can do as an offensive coordinator, where he can implement some of his stuff. Because let's be real, that was Frank Reich's offense, but let's see what Thomas Brown can do. I know it's going to be, all right, you got a week to prepare for a game. You're not going to install a whole new stuff, but the philosophy, different ideas, different stuff going on.
I talked with Mike Glennon about this, NC State quarterback, longtime NFL quarterback, and I think he said he was in the league for like 9 full seasons, and he had some like 8 coordinators. And in season, if the head coach is still there, you're changing play callers. He's like, that's in the scheme of things, that's nothing, because the terminology is the same. You're calling from the same playbook. Everybody that was inputting into the play or the game plan was still inputting to the game plan. But he said once firings happen, right, coaches are gone, coordinators are gone mid-season, there are more substantial changes because now you have a different recipe of guys going into the game plan. And that's what Bryce Young's going to deal with now. Even if it's just adding different wrinkles, wrinkles are kind of a big deal, right? Wrinkles are your shot plays. Wrinkles are your third down plays. Wrinkles mm-hmm. are your more surprising counters and things like that. So we get to see, again, I keep bringing up Bryce Young's name just because this whole season's about him. We get to see Bryce Young with a different recipe here, which I think is important. I think if he plays, I mean, I'm not even asking for like 10% better, From down the stretch, you have your scapegoat, right? You blame Frank Reich. It boosts Bryce's confidence, right? Did you see how much you improved once we got the offense settled and going in the right direction? And it could completely change the vibe of the offseason. But the big if is you have to play better down the stretch. It can't keep being business as usual as it's been this year.
All right, looking past beyond this year, we'll wrap up on this. Beyond this season, you still don't have a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. You don't have a lot of draft capital. And you're a search for a head coach again. The rebuild for this team is going to take a long, long time.
I go back to an insider report from Jonathan Jones of CBS mm-hmm. last week that said sharks were circling this job.
Yeah.
I wonder if Frank or David Tepper didn't almost read that and go, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you don't realize how much your house is worth until someone comes up and says, I'll give you X amount of dollars for it. And you're like, well, maybe I will sell, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I will look for a place closer to the beach or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. If there are sharks circling, the appeal is Bryce Young. If you're looking at this team and saying Frank Reich mishandled the number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy winning, Alabama super efficient quarterback, and he was holding him back, if I show up and put my secret sauce on there and he plays much better, suddenly I'm one of the hottest names in coaching.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a quarterback guru, which the McVays and Shanahans and Andy Reid's will show you that's a lucrative title to have given to you, quarterback guru. So I think the appeal is, if you think Bryce Young has been held back, you come in, you unleash him next season. Oh, look at this. Now all of a sudden everybody likes you. And they don't have their first round pick. It's likely going to be a high second, and they have a bunch of cap. So there are things you can do, but you have to have a lot of confidence in yourself to just fix what is there. Because it's let me be clear on this one. They're a mess right now.
Oh, like, absolutely.
Top to bottom. You're taking over a fixer-upper if you take this job.
Oh, yeah.
It's Chip and Joanna Gaines style.
And you might have Dan Snyder 2.0 as an owner with Tepper. that's seriously what it's feeling right now. All right, this has been an emergency episode of Panthers Playbook. Make sure you subscribe here on 99.9 The Fan's YouTube page. Also, wherever you follow your podcast, make sure you follow as well. Also, WRELSportsFan.com. Head there for the latest updates involving the Carolina Panthers.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.